David Fitzsimmons joins us by phone tonight. He is an award-winning photographer and writer whose latest books include Animals of Ohio's Ponds and Vernal Pools, Curious Critters, Volume 1 and 2, and Curious Critters Marine. His work has appeared in Outdoor Photographer, Popular Photography, and Shutterbug, as well as numerous calendars. Tonight, we're going to talk about his latest book, which is titled Curious Critters, Ohio. David, it's delightful to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So once again, you treat us to some up-close, wonderfully detailed photographs of curious critters in the state where we live. And there's a note at the end of the book that tells us of your purpose, your hope in creating this book. So would you speak to that?
Well, you know, I think it's great for kids to have a chance to get out in nature, and sometimes that's not always possible. So I try, in all of my various Curious Critters books, to create an opportunity for kids to learn about nature, the natural world, and particularly wildlife, by sitting down and reading about, say, before bedtime or maybe on a rainy day when it's not conducive to getting outside so much. And so these particular books, it's a new series of Curious Critters state books, and Ohio is the first book in that series, and Michigan is also coming out in September. I'm hoping to have kids look and listen. And so for the youngest readers, these board books, they're 6 inches by 7 inches, a typical book for a very young reader, tries to introduce kids to the kinds of things they would look for or listen for in a walk in the yard or the woods right behind their house or maybe a pond nearby or something like that.
So tell us, if you would, specifically some of the critters that you decided to include.
One of the things that I try to do is focus on the common animals. At a young age, it seems from research that it's developmentally appropriate to try to focus on the things that kids can see right in their backyard. So there are things like a blue jay or a baby opossum. On another 2-page spread on the left-hand page in the Ohio book, you see a groundhog who says, "Look for my underground burrows in Ohio." And right next to him is a similarly brown-colored snail who says, "Look for me leaving slime on logs in Ohio." So they're common animals like that. A butterfly called the question mark butterfly is paired with the red squirrel who tells you to listen for me chewing pine cones in Ohio.
You also include a statement about the handling of these animals, which will be very important to animal lovers, and how you ensure their safety. So would you talk about the actual process?
Yeah, I work with live animals, as I mentioned in the back of the book in one of the little notes you referred to, that they're not sedated. These are all live animals. It's sort of like photographing children. You never know which way they're going to go, and they often don't sit still. So it's a matter of a lot of fun and sometimes patience. Now, I do work with a number of nature centers and rehabilitation centers around the state of Ohio in photographing these. And so sometimes these are animals that are used to being around people, which means they're easier to photograph in some senses because in the case of education animals, ones that are brought into schools, say, they're used to being around someone close at hand. And so I work with, in Southwest Ohio, one of my key partners is Bruckner Nature Center up in Troy, Ohio, but also places like the Ohio Bird Sanctuary, Back to the Wild Rehabilitation Center, and other places like that.
When we talked before, I found it so interesting that the style, if you will, in which you photograph these animals was inspired by Richard Avedon, whom I think of as a fashion photographer. So tell us a little bit about style.
The style is a white background, and as you mentioned, Richard Avedon really was the pioneer in removing backgrounds, any kind of backgrounds. His belief was that even a black background behind a subject suggested something like a cave or shadows, but he believed that a white background was pure absence. It allowed you to entirely focus on a subject without any kind of distractions. And so I've chosen to use that approach. For one, it's a very uplifting, bright way to show the various animals. The depictions then are very bold and striking. And it allows you, as Richard Avedon did with his portraits, and he not only, as you mentioned, correctly photographed a number of fashion subjects, but he also photographed common people. And so his approach to both the very well-known subjects that he photographed as well as people on the street was to allow you to focus on their facial features, their expressions, their eyes, things like that. And so I've taken the same approach here. I hope that the white backgrounds allow children and their families who are reading with them to see perhaps some of the features, whiskers on a squirrel, the little hairs that are on various insects, things like that, and be able to see them in a new and refreshing sort of way. And I also, again, taking a cue from the portraits of Richard Avedon, with the animals, we're often looking down on things like I have a green June beetle in the Ohio book, and that's a very small animal, smaller than, say, a penny. And so we're often looking down on something like that. And so I photograph them from eye level. I get right down and look in the face of those compound eyes on the green June beetle. And that makes a stronger emotional connection, I believe, with the reader.
I also want to ask you about something that I read about you, which is that you're one of 7 Sigma Pro photographers. What does that involve? Tell us about that, please.
Well, I started out shooting with the lenses made by the Sigma camera company and was so impressed with them. I was using them in my professional work. And at a trade show in Florida a number of years ago, I went to the Sigma booth, and they were looking for some people to become ambassadors to go out and teach people about photography. And so I became a member of that team, and that means I go out and run photo workshops and do presentations and teach people how to photograph. And in fact, I do a number of those here in Ohio. We have an upcoming one at Lakeside Chautauqua, just outside of Marblehead, September 23rd, 24th, and 25th, and another one at the Mohican State Park area, Malabar and Mohican, on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. And what that means is I get a chance, through the support of Sigma, who sends in lenses for people to try out, we have an opportunity to go out and learn about photographing our beautiful state. And so it's a way that I become an ambassador. I've been a lifelong educator. I've taught elementary school, middle school, high school. I taught for a decade at Ashland University here in Ohio, and now I work full-time as a writer and an educator doing these kinds of workshops. So Sigma's sponsorship is incredible for me because it allows me to have a partner to help continue to teach people about how to express themselves, and in particular, being able to do it photographically. So I shoot everything that I photograph with Sigma lenses. Those macro shots that you see in the children's books are all taken with specialized close-up lenses, which is one of the specialties of Sigma.
I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight and for introducing us to these curious and beautifully photographed critters that are all around us. I'm delighted to hear that you have a book about Michigan coming up, one of my favorite places in the world. And again, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, and for any of your listeners who are across the border there in Indiana, we have a book that's going to be coming out in the spring, Curious Critters Indiana. In fact, we're expanding westward to Indiana, Illinois, and Missouri. And for any listeners who have family members in Texas or Florida, tell them Curious Critters Texas and Florida is coming in the spring as well.
Wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
I've been talking with David Fitzsimmons about his latest book, Curious Critters Ohio. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. Thank you for joining us. I'm Barbara Gray.